Men leave their wives for whores. They pay for whores. Men pay for their lives for a whore. Hallelujah. But Ezra, the Novi of Yah, he speaks, he says, woe is me. Do you ever say that? Woe is me, a wretch undone. You know, you say woe to you. Woe to you, woe to you. Woe. That's how you talk. Woe to you. Woe to you. But he says, woe to me. Woe. Woe to me. Woe to me. Listen to what he says. Woe to me. Ezra 16, 17, 3. Listen. He said, woe to me. And he, again he reiterates, woe is me. Where wretched things are done. Who will deliver me in those days? There must be deliverance in these days. And it begins with coming out of her. Hallelujah. It begins with coming out of her. Sister called me last night. She said, Pastor Roberts, I hate being by myself. I said to her, one of the first things that Yah did when he saw that man should not be alone, he said it was not tough. It was not the best thing for man to be alone. And he intends for Yisrael, as he did, and that vile spirit tried to come in the midst. And just like I say to you, brothers, here, I'm telling you, something happens to this man. I tell you, it frightens me, not because if Yah takes me home. It frightens me because I don't see the kind of completion I need to see. That the first thing would be money, because I've watched it. How much did he give? None of your damn business. First thing would be money. And you watch. We began to hold back. And then when that happens, you're going to find the spirit of death. Like Ananias and Sapphira. And brothers, if you don't guard your heart, you will do the same thing. You bring a lot of money in here. Doesn't take much to steal a little bit. Just get a direct deposit. You say, well, I made 810 or 850. I'll just bring the 8 and leave the 50. Come on, Yisrael. Save a little bit for me. First thing would be money. First thing, when the power of Yah was revealed, first thing, money. He had to kill them to get them out. To get death from among Yisrael. And that's why many of you, you're dying. You have no spiritual life. You have no power. The Ruach. You're dead twice dead because of your sins. Hallelujah. He says, woe is to me. Who will deliver me in those days? Who's going to deliver you? Your money. The rich people, their money's not delivering them. They're running to the banks. He says, who shall deliver me in those days? The beginning, Yahshua said, when you speak out to see these things, Ezra says, the beginning of sorrow and great mourning, the beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of wars, and the power shall stand in fear. The powers now, the powers that be, they shall stand in fear. They shall be in awe. How do we move from this place? For if we move from here, then we let down the fronts. Yahshua said there should be wars and rumors of war. There should be earthquakes in diverse places. He says, but war, he said, don't move. He said, because these are the beginnings of sorrow. And this is what resonates out of the mouth of the Novi Ezra. He says, and he says, fear and the beginning of evils, of wrath, of every kind of wicked rasha, every kind of spirit that defies the Torah. Do we not see that blatant, vile spirit today? I'm not talking about in the world. I'm talking about among Israel. Yahshua said his sheep, his lamb, they know his voice. They will hear they will fall on a stranger. They will not proceed afterwards. His people know his voice. He comes to corrupt. He said it's the beginning of evil. What shall I do? When these evils shall come, what are you going to do? I got something. When these evil comes, what you going to do? You've been evil. You going to call on Yah? You going to call on Yahweh? Come on, Yisrael. You're afraid to say it? He said, what shall I do when these evils come? I want to read something. I'll go back there. Turn with me to Mishlei, Proverbs. That's why I said, as Elder Wyman reminds us, to hukmah of Yah, it is like His tender compassion or His gentleness toward us. That's why, young man, learn, hear the wisdom of your avat and your aima, the Torah she gives you, bind it about your neck. That doesn't make a young woman a woman because she can talk her little simple mind. Shows you how stupid she is. Shows you how immature she is. A wise person, they hear the matter and they ponder before they answer. A foolish woman, she tears down her house. But look what it says in Mishlei. Again, Ezra says, what shall I do? Or when this evil come, what shall I do then? We're going to call on Yah, right? I want to show you the attitude of Yah in Mishlei 1:20. It says, wisdom of the hukmah, the experience of Yah, to know Him, the Yada, to know Yah, it cries without. Wisdom uttereth her voice in the midst of the street and the gain places. Do you understand that? It says, she cries in the chief place of concourse. At the opening of the gate in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, hello, you simple ones, love frivolity, simplicity. How long will you love that? And you scorn us, you mockers of Yah, delight in your scorn, in your folly, your frivolity. And you fools hate knowledge. You can never receive the knowledge of Yah unless you give your mind, your love over unto it, to hear. Imura come by hearing, and hearing the word of Yah. He says in verse 23, Yah says this. This is what He says. Does He say turn away or turn? Come on, what He says? He says, turn you at my what? Reproof. You see how people do things? As I said to one here, my instructions were right. They did not turn at the reproof, they turned away. In their rebelliousness and their stubbornness and their damnable stiff-neckedness. He said, turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my ruah to you. Are the words of Yahshua, are they ruach and life? Were they not spirit and life? So the words I speak to you, I declare the ruach and the higher of Yah. He said, if you do that, I will make Yada known my words to you. He says, turn, right? And the reason this word is not made known to you, because you don't turn. You turn away from Him. You get an attitude. He said, turn, change direction, come toward me at my reproof. And only then is He going to make His word known to you. Yisrael, that's why He judges us. He is known to us by His judging. So He can make His word known to you, sister. That's why. Come on, young brother. That's why. Turn. We arrogant. We don't turn. We become very obstinate. I wish I had a preacher preaching me this way when I was growing up. I believe I would be in the place or near the place that I would need to be for this hour we're in. Who's going to deliver you? Okay, let me read on. You will not turn at Yah's reproof. So if you don't turn, how are you going to know His word? He'll make His word known unto us if we turn, right? Come on, Israel. Yahweh says, because I've called. How do you know He's called? By His mishpatim, His judgment. And you refuse. He's spoken to you and you refuse to do. You will not hear what He says. He said, I've stretched out my hand. He has given unto us Yahshua. And He said, no man, you don't even regard Him. You don't even think. The beauty of Yahshua is not even in your breath. You don't even sing on your bed to the name of Yahshua. You don't even bless Yah when you wake up in the morning. Torah Yah for Yahshua. You don't even say that. You don't even say, Yah, barak my husband, barak my wife. You don't even greet your wife. You don't even greet your children. You don't even know how to entertain them. You know, folly and foolishness and laughter and silly. Scripture even tell you, man, don't laugh with your sons, because they're going to turn one day. They're going to bring shame to you. You don't sit down and laugh with your sons. You don't laugh with your daughters. Can I ask you all a question? Come on, Sister Horn. Come on, Elder Bynum. You, Elder Wyman. Come on, Sister Dot. Come on, Mother Frances. Listen to me. As a young man, I recall when the elders were together, there was no young man in the midst where they were laughing and frivolity with them. Not even the man's sons or his daughters. Never.
I sat there with Mr. Leroy the other day. I said, it's something that our parents, our forefathers, they had a knowledge of things. They understood the disciplines of Torah, even though they did not understand Torah. And I said, you didn't even talk when your daddy talked unless you did not jive with your dad. No, he did not. And I said, they had more wealth than we had. I said, look at all the land they own. They could take 50 cents and make it do what? $50. Come on, talk to me, Israel. I said, we've lost all of that. Because we don't turn at correction. We get upset. We get upset. I'll tell you all the truth. This is truth, what I'm preaching. Hallelujah. It's going to identify you too. It's not going to spare Gene Roberts, David Roberts. No one. Nobody. I'll read the scripture called sorrows. You understand? So who's going to deliver us in this day? These are the same days that Yochanan saw. He saw this even what? Solomon, because of the sin and the wickedness, the kingdom was divided at the Rehoboam. He knew what was taking place and saw the visions of the revelation. Every word is the revelation from Yah. What Solomon spoke is the revealed power, the person of Yah to him. That's what revelation is. He says here, because I've called, you refuse. I stretch out my hand and you don't even regard. No man. Not some man. No man. But you have said it not. You have ignored my counsel. Oh, he said that, but he ain't talking to me. I know I'm not talking to you, fool. I'm talking to Israel. I'm not going to listen to her. Well, she's an elderly sister. Listen to her. I had a young daughter say, well, I just speak my mind. I said, well, your mind is stupid as hell. It's juvenile. It's immature. Be quiet. Your mind is not even worth a pile of bats puke. You learned that from the whore. That's what Jezebel did to Ahab. She spoke her mind. He was a weak, effeminate thing. Hallelujah. I don't want my brothers to be weak. Well, you try to make them weak. Now you're a damn liar. I'm not going to even let a woman try to weaken the man. And I'm not going to let the man abuse the woman either. I'm not going to abuse Sister Roberts, and she certainly is not going to take my strength. Not one bit. I will protect her like I will protect Ellen Wandsway. I'm not going to let him abuse her, but I will not allow her to reduce him to a punk. Nor Sister Roberts to reduce me to a punk. I won't allow that. I will not allow this sister here, even though her husband is not. I will not allow her to. Come on. I've never given you instructions to disobey that man. Do what he said. I would always ask you, is it Shalom to be there with him? You say yes, but shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Tell her to disregard. I'll be defying the Torah. Don't, you a damn liar. I will not tell any woman. Never have I. Give a damn what you say. Well, he wants to celebrate Christmas. Let the man, he can put up a tree that high. Remember she came to me and said, husband, want to put up a tree? I said, I'll tell you what. That's his house. Let him put it up. What he said, if we don't help him put him up, he won't get us gifts. I said, don't you see the hand of Yah? When he talks to me, he said, Pastor Roberts, that old mess, I don't even want to be bothered with it. Come on, just obedience. Not her going that way, look, you ain't putting up that tree. Shut your mouth, woman. Shut your wicked mouth. He'll stop. And he did. Hallelujah. I said, well, Yah's blessing you, sister. He says, he's not going to get you any gifts. Just don't have him put it out. Come on. I recall one day he said, I don't want them in the house. I don't want them here. They were having a fellowship. I said, well, don't go there. You got the tabernacle. Don't defy that man. She wasn't going to do it. He tells her to bring them on. And went and bought peace and everything for them. You all think this preacher forget things like that. You forget things like that, but you retain the foolishness. I don't. Hallelujah. I can tell some of these brother more what they preach and what they can't tell. I listen. Why? Whether he is right, whether his path, his purpose is pure, whether he's right or wrong, still I can tell. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean what he said is wrong. What he said was right. Hallelujah. Look at, this is the Abba we serve. He says here, in verse 25 of Mishlei, Proverbs 1, he said, you have said that my counsel, my wisdom, you have ignored it. He said, all of my counsel. And you will not even receive any of my correction. I had the prophet to speak to you, the Nobi. I had the Ra'ah, the pastor. I had the elderly sister. And you will not receive nothing. Yah says, look at this now in verse 26. He says what? Come on, talk to me. He will do what? He will laugh at what? Your calamity, your sorrows, your pain, your great derision. This is Yah speaking. He said, I will laugh at your calamity. I will laugh at it. This is wisdom, brothers and sisters. This wisdom, it is a motherly care. That's what wisdom is. It cares. Come on, my sister. Didn't you not teach them youngers? Don't do that, son. Son, that ain't best for you. He didn't see your tears at night. He didn't see your heart, how it was pained. But you spoke motherly. Big daddy would say, boy, I'll bust you. Get out of here. Come on. Mama, she had a tenderness and a motherly care. And this is what this wisdom of Yah speaks to us. Motherly like. Who's going to deliver you on that day? So his wisdom says, come out. Abandon our ways. Give our houses her land. Any man that hath given houses, land, mothers, wives, sons, daughter, shall not Yah reward them in this life even tenfold and the life to come? Come on. I said to one last night, they called me. I don't talk to people on the Shabbat. I said to the person, I said, I don't even have any natural brothers and sisters, but Yah's given me brothers and sisters. I got nieces and nephews. I don't even know. I'm not sad. I want to know the people of Yah. Hallelujah. There are babies like that, like Shlis Shura and all them. I'd rather hug her. Well, you're not Deacon Horn's Avant. Oh, I know I'm not. We have many fathers after the flesh and many teachers. Many men can teach. All your brothers can teach if you just throw down your little shyfulness and your doubts. But we do not have many fathers that begat us or bring us. We are begotten of Yah. We are begotten of Him that brings us unto the Abba. We don't have many like that. We have many that can teach, and they have the power to exalt the word of Yah. They have great wisdom. But not all men were like Shaul. Come on, Israel. Not all were like Kephar, Bartholomew, Yakaha, Thomas. Yah says, I will laugh at your calamity because you have ignored me. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when fear comes. Israel, come out. He said, I will mock you when your fear comes. When your fear comes as destruction, as desolation, when you have no power in your inward self to resolve anything. He said, and when your destruction comes as a whirlwind, and when your distress and anguish come upon you, this is what he says. So that's what Ezra is saying. He says, woe, woe in me, woe to me. These things are coming. That's what Yaakov was saying. He said, woe to me. Who's going to deliver me in that day? That's why Yah said, come out. Come out. Shut the door. Don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. Turn. Don't turn back. He said, come out. Separate yourself from her ways. Let them put their politicians in place. You don't support any of them. Don't promote any of them. He says in verse 28, this is the thing that's always scared me. I've preached this message here. One of the first messages I preached as a young preacher. I was ignorant, but I was afraid of it. He says, then shall they call on me. Then shall they call on me. But I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the Yareh, the fear of Yah. I don't care what no one said. The fear of Yah is a trembling. It is a trembling in one's boots. You tremble. You bow down. You honor. You think a daddy going to his son, going to his dad and saying, knowing what daddy had told him, daddy, I'm a little nervous, daddy. I'm a little nervous, daddy. I would ask you something. Can I do that with Mr. Can I go with Jermaine and Benny? Where they going, boy? Well, that was an assurance because the daddy was concerned. Well, they going fishing. You can go, boy. Oh, thank you, daddy. Thank you, daddy. Come on, Israel. We are stupid.
They did not choose the fear of Yahweh. He ain't nothing but a man. He needs nothing with Yahshua, man. Was your sure mind. And they did not choose the fear of Yah. Yah gave gifts unto men by the power of Yahshua. You all hear me? So they did not choose the fear of Yah. They go to Christ, he will not answer because they did not choose the fear of Yah. They did not want the knowledge of Yah nor his fear. And verse 30. Look at this. They will not receive none of my counsel. And look at this now. And they despise, you hate it, any kind of reproof. Who's going to deliver you in that day? Tell me. Oh, the revelation of Yahkahan is more than some kind of mystic or mythic of thing that these dogs are here like. What's that man's name that made millions off those books? The Catching Up, Lehay, and all them pigs. They have no revelation. The book of Revelation or the letter of Giliana was the revealing power of the personality of Yahshua. It was showing us. Came there for the knowledge to be profoundly uttered unto him of the power of the Lachim, the breath, the word of Yah. These dogs out of hell have no power. Their words are like smooth cotton candy. When you don't choose to fear the reproof of Yah, you are a sick creature. Isn't our nature we just raise up, don't we? Why? Because in sin you were conceived, and in iniquity, a Torahlessness, you were shaped. Your mind has been shaped without Torah. It's been shaped without it. And you think you're right because you think you're special. No, your brother's special. Your sister's special. Hallelujah. Did your mother correct you? Your mother correct you, my sister? Was she still special to you? Even though you got upset, was she still special, wasn't she? Come on, y'all are sick. Y'all are sick-minded. We are sick people. Hallelujah. We're sick people. And that's just the truth. Because you choose none of my reproof. You don't even like me to reprove you. You don't want the man of Yah to correct you. You get mad as a hellhound and run. Come on. Hallelujah. Who shall deliver me in that day? Again, the Novi Ezra, he says, 16:19. He says, look, was not Yahkahan looking? Did he not see a vision? Come on, Israel, you all don't read. He saw a vision, didn't he? He was there on the Isle of Patmos for the revelation, the vision, the knowledge of Yahshua. He says, behold, famine and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourge for amendment. But for all these things, they shall not turn from their wickedness. He's telling us these things are sent. You think America's going to turn from her Babel, mercantile, greed and lust? For all this, they shall not turn. For all this, they still trust the hands of the wicked. They shall not turn, nor be always mindful of the scourge. Yah correct you, you're not even mindful of it. He showed you your ways are putrefied. It doesn't even remind you of the stench that has filled your habitation. Your mind has become the cage of every vile, unclean spirit, every hateful bird. The spirit that flies out of your mouth is full of hate. You hate elders, you hate those that have been given the charge. Just like that woman said, don't you all mess with me. She didn't say it to the manager. Because that little woman, she walked around there like she knew she was in charge. I looked at her, boy, she walked with an air like, honey, make sure you take that stuff out of one cart, put it in another one. She said, already finish you. Don't mess with me. I said, what you going to do? I said, what you going to do if they mess with you? She said, nothing. I know you're not going to do nothing. You got to take care of them youngins. Hallelujah. See, we forget the scourge. As many as Yah receive, sons and daughters, he chasten and he what? Scourge. Be times. He gets you when it's time to go to bed. That was the worst whipping to get. When Granny would get you when it's bedtime, man, that old sneaky woman would come in there in bed and she would tear you up. Hallelujah. He gave you wisdom though. You thought about that during the night. I like the one Brother Lindsay gave you. You don't remember your papa, but he gave you a nice little spanking. He would put the rod to them youngins. It was right. You see what? When you don't put the rod, what it does? When you think yours are better than someone else's, you're going to be surprised, mammy. You see the mammy out there, that boy, that cow down the field, she realized that her titty, that anyone can suck from a titty. Her milk is no different than the one if it's a black cow, white cow, brown cow. She's a milk cow. She's milking. And so she's giving more. She enjoyed the other little cow coming, getting some of that titty milk. Hit the mother's. She said, baby, get it on because I got too much and it's heavy. You hypocrites. She doesn't say, shit. And she just let him suck. Hallelujah. And you ought to have the desire, the sincere milk of Yah, the word of Yah in you, that others would desire it. Hallelujah. Yah says, behold, their food, their goods shall be so good and cheap, or tough and cheap upon the earth. We've had joy that everything seems so cheap. You go to Mr. Walmart and they're sneaking up the price. Gas, you can ride so cheap on the earth, and they shall think to themselves to be in the best position or the case you can be. And even then shall evil grow upon the earth. Have not we seen that? From the days of Enron throughout the world, their false system. And they say, we have much, we're going to tear down the barns, we're going to build bigger barns, for we're going to eat and drink, and our nephesh shall be, and our life is going to rest. We are America. And Yah says, America, your breath is required of you, your nephesh. And who shall it be to? They're going to trough this hole under their feet. Come out, America. Come out, Israel. He says that the evil grow upon the earth. Sword is not the sword of America upon the earth. Her military might, famine, and great, not just confusion, but great confusion. Even the most profound minds of America, even Dr. Hawkins over there in Cambridge University is retiring. The most prolific physics in the world today. And he still didn't find his black hole. Because he's in a black hole. I'm in the pathway of lights. Hawkins was in the pathway of a black hole. I come out of the pathway of lights. Hallelujah. For many of them that dwell upon the earth shall perish of famine. Evangelist Horn would often tell us that there will be a famine in the land. He was ignorant of what he was saying, but yet he had a wisdom that he would remind us constantly of that. It is not going to be for bread or food, but it's going to be for the hearing of the word of Yah. That's what it was going to be. Oh, you all don't recall those things, but I recall what he said. I recall the many things that he would say, and he would often reiterate them and revisit those statements all the time. I don't care what he was preaching on, that would come up. It's a famine, he said. It shall be a famine. And others that shall escape the hunger shall the sword destroy. We see it in Iraq. Babies running. We see it over there in Sudan where they are hungry. And the sword, even though they escape hunger, the sword consumes them. It's the sword of the wicked. The wicked is the sword of Yah. So Yah has taken this wicked sword of Babel and she has spread her tentacles throughout the world. And she's full of death and destruction. She brings poverty. She brings men on a superficial government, and it's not real. It says, and the dead shall be cast out as dung. You tell me they bury those folks that we spend thousands of dollars in this wicked nation in Iraq or in Afghanistan where they die. They throw some rocks on them. So the dead has been cast out as dung. You wipe wipe the feces from your hippies and you throw it away. You don't want to look at that. And there shall be no man to comfort them, for the earth shall be wasted, and the cities thereof shall be cast down. I was looking at pictures in many of the places in America, Brother Allen and I, and what we call the Rust Belt and Ohio. The car industry, Ford, Chrysler, GM, there's nothing there. You can go there and get buildings for nothing. Just the Rust Belt, just rusting away. People have no jobs. Nothing. Nothing is coal. Oil is going up and price of living. The city shall be waste. They shall be cast down. Look at New York City. Look at Philly. Look at Chicago, the murder capital of the world. Look at the cities. Crime and drugs and killings and death. For there is no Torah of life. He said, there shall be no man left. There shall be no man left to till the earth. Where are they tilling the earth today? Do you find men doing that today? Come on. Sister Horn, even the massive farmers do not till the earth. They do what they call a no-till drill. They spray it with every kind of chemicals that your daughters will have titties at six. I heard a man say, he said, look, my little niece, she's 10 years old. And I'm telling you, she's holding it like a woman. He says, I watch grown men look at her. And the stupid mammies want to dress them in ways that accentuate their titties, their little narrow, dirty hips. Don't even know how to bathe. 10-year-old gal doesn't think about bathing. A 10-year-old gal is not concerned about bathing. He said, I'm telling you, I watch grown men. I watch her. He said, I watch them and I watch them look at her. He said, I watch grown men. Come on, you know something is wrong. A 10-year-old daughter should be, how are you, Hannah? You 7? You ain't no 9. I always argue with her about 9. She's telling me, she tells me she's 9. Okay. You're 9. That's where a 9-10-year-old girl should look like that. You understand? There shall be no man left to till the earth and to sow it. The trees shall give fruit. And who shall gather them? We gave fruit this year. Who gathered all the fruit? I watched fruit down the rot on the tree. No man. You don't have men, you don't gather the fruit. You don't pick the beans. You don't get out there. You're not aware of that. See, the rock of a man, he's aware of all that. Man needs no instruction. Can I ask you a question? Was Adam, was he a man? Did God give him the power to name everything? That's all he needed. Hallelujah. Man has the true breath of Yeshua in him. I'm telling you. Well, that's talking to me. He said, there shall be no man. Is that talking to you? Sure, it's talking to you. Look at what you think you are. You may think highly of yourself, but Yah is showing you what we are. Come on. Come on, Israel. Don't get arrogant and haughty and high-minded. He's showing us what we are. We're just like a blade of grass. Here today and the sun comes out, consume us, and we're gone. Who remember when you mow that grass? You remember the blades you mow? Big amen. You don't even look back to see where it fell. Evangelist Horn is gone. If it wasn't his natural family, his wife, I know she thinks about it. You all don't even think about him. You might have never thought about Brother Fred or Brother Charlie. That little jailer. You don't think about that. You're a damn lawyer. You don't think about that. You don't even, it doesn't even cross your mind. If you be honest, you should be honest. Brother Lindsay, come on, you don't think about it. Oh, Brother Charlie. There's a time I go out, this walk past, and when I walk past at the press, man, oh, Brother Charlie. I count them graves. How many graves out there? Who know? You don't even know. Pack of hypocrites. Hallelujah. I count them graves. Boy, it should be nice to have all of them back here. Whew. Place would be full. You don't even count the grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't got nothing on this preacher. You understand? No, you don't. You don't even know how many graves out there. You don't even know. Do you know a preacher was? Sure, I know exactly. Exactly what we have out there. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach and teach. Is that all right? Do you mind if I do that, Hannah? She looks at me one day. She tells me, don't shave your beard. It's okay. I said, you've never known me without one. I said, why? She said, you won't look right. I said, you never see me without a beard. You're only 9. Right? 9? Okay, she's 9. Everyone, Hannah is 9. Okay? She's 9 years old. She's growing up. Hallelujah. We get into disputes of her age often. Of course, I know how old she is, but she wants to tell me that she's 9. All right. She's 9. Hallelujah. The grapes shall be ripened. Do we have ripe grapes this year? Talk to me, Israel. And they were not even harvest. There will be no men. Sister Horn, in the days of Papa, when he plowed that field, he got everything up. Do you understand? If he had to do it by himself, he got it up. Do you hear me? And he went over the hill and gave Cut and Sow some. And Cut and Smith over there, because Cut Maybell was sick. She'd been in bed. Do you all hear me? The world has twisted us and messed us up. That's what Yahkahan, he was seeing, the dilemma of the time that shall prevail in our day. Even the Nobi in Enoch saw that time, and Ezra, and he knew the stroll he did. He had read the stroll, he understood. And when he saw that, he said, ah, it just flourishes mine with the prophecies of Jeremiah and Yeskel and Enoch and all the Nobis. He gives us the final conclusion of what was spoken in the beginning at the end. That's what he gives us. That's what he gives us. He said, the grapes shall be ripened, and who shall tread them? Who shall get them? Eat a few, but they just down the vines. Yahshua's coming back for fruit, isn't he? He's coming back for the precious fruit to press the wine that we may drink of the renewed wine in the kingdom of Yah. That's what we must have, fruit in our rock. We must. And it's going to take men to tend the vineyard, brothers. You understand? It takes a man. He commanded the man, by the sweat of your prayers shall you earn your living. So where are the men today? Nobody tills. Nobody wants to till. Hard work. Nobody wants to get out there with the hoe and hoe. Get out there for a little while. We were talking with the farmer down here. I sent Brother Allen out to purchase a cow, the bull. We were talking to a man. He says, the best thing for you to get is a little mule to plow. Because I was going to buy a big tractor. He said, they're very dangerous. The ones that are tall, you go on there and till. He says, get you a mule. Well, I said, the brother, let's look for a mule, man. I want to learn how to do that. Yeah, like the old time. I used to see them as young boys. Yeah, man. Get up and sure get a mule. We get the plows and all. Plow. He said, that's the best thing for weeding. Well, it's better to put one brother in that weeding than have all the brothers. You really don't get it done. The mule will get it done. Come on, Yisrael. We're going to have to get the strength of Yah. We're going to have to quit you being like little boys and little girlies. We've got to be men and daughters of Zion. Hallelujah. That's what we got to do. So that no man shall desire to see another and to hear his voice. That's sad, isn't it? That no man desire to hear the voice of another man. We don't desire that today, do we? We don't know no other man. I'm a man like you. Well, what am I then if you're a man like me? I will hear the voice of another man. That we don't even want to hear the voice. That's why Yah had to put Yahkahan there, that he could hear the voice from Hashemayim. Do you understand? He put him there in a place whereby he could be separated. He had come out of Babel. He was there to hear Yah. And that's why we can't hear Yah, because we have the spirit of Babel. We still have foul spirits, unclean shadims and demons working in our minds. We love the wicked. We love the hands of the wicked. We love the dainties of the wicked. You might as well come on here. I'm going to work this. I told Elder Wyman, you... any of you brothers can take this on, I have no problem with that. You may enlighten me greater. Hallelujah. Listen, this is not my word. I have no patent on nothing. I say, take that on. He said, I may just do that. Well, come on. I don't have no problem. I'll be glad when he gets up here where he's off. You look closer and get here more often. Hallelujah. And so no man should desire to hear one, not even the voice. Come on, Israel. I want to hear the voice of the brothers of the Ach. I do. I don't talk to sisters, but I like to hear the voice of the wise Ishar. I don't like to hear foolish women. I just don't. I don't like chattering and laughter with foolish women. I don't mind laughter, but I don't like foolish laughter. I don't like silly, immature laughter. I don't mind laughter at all. But I don't like foolish laughter. The difference between that and laughter. There's a difference. Foolish chattering. I don't like that. And I know when I hear it. Hallelujah. The revelation of Yahan, that the things were seen before he was ever brought out of his mother's womb. And yet the conclusion, as Evangelist Holmes said, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. That he saw the conclusion in this little place of segregation, whereby his only comfort was the wisdom of Yah. And that's why we got to come out of her, that we have this motherly tenderness, kindness of the wisdom of Yah. That's the only thing that comforts us. He was not the only Rabbi that saw this. It says, look, I will move quickly. This is the conquest of the power that shall overthrow Babel. It is in Yeshaya, Isaiah. We're beginning to see the beginning of sorrows. There shall be deep perplexity upon nations. There shall be a derision. Is that not so today? I was reading in South Korea. They were not even allowed. They've cut the telephone service off because they don't want the people to know how hungry the people are. I understand that this whore is one of propagandizing. You saw that other day. The wickedness of this nation. This is a wicked nation. Can I show you something? It's all in the news. Brother Alan and I, we were looking last night. And here was this young Caucasian woman. She said that she was raped. Now listen to me, brother and sister. You got to understand this. She says she was raped and beaten, sexually assaulted by a 6'4" black man. He carved a B in her face because she was a supporter of John McCain. Now, do you understand how many 6'4", 200-pound men of dark skin that was put under scrutiny because of that? Come to find out she was a flat-out liar. They put her in jail and she said, well, I just made it up. And then listen now, listen. The people said that the John McCain, when that happened, he calls the woman. Sarah Palin calls the family. And they call the news service and say, get on this. Brother Allen, we listened to those people last night. It was almost a caricature what they were saying. He heard it. Well, I'm afraid this one man said any time a Negro is put in office, he's a second-class citizen. Is that what he said, my brother? He said, you don't want a Negro in office because a Negro is the second. Right there, the big rally with Sarah Palin and John McCain. Listen now. All these folks, well, he's a terrorist. Well, first thing I'm afraid he's going to do, he's going to have the black people agenda. He ain't going to care about white folks. Well, he say white people are trash. Well, hell, the man's mama was white. This is the mindset that has been created. Brother Allen stood there and oh, he was just like, what in the wickedness? It was so vile. That's what comes out of a whore. Every kind of unclean thing. And what the people were saying, he hates white people. He's a terrorist. Well, his cousin is a terrorist. I mean, you look, the folks are so ignorant. Look, it's just pathetic. I said, bye. It's so sad. I don't give a damn who went. I'm just showing you what the enemy, what the world, this Babel, the spirit of confusion, what it has done to the minds of the people. There was a young man of color right there in Texas, in Paris, Texas. Now, you got to understand, all this is in the paper. Last year, Paris, Texas, there was a young brown-skinned girl in school. She pushed in Paris, Texas. She pushed an assistant teacher. She was white. They put her in prison for 7 years and put her hundreds of miles away from home. The same judge the young white girl, burned down her parents' home for spite. He gave her probation. She did not go to jail. She didn't hit the teacher. She pushed her. She pushed the teacher. They gave her 7. You all don't recall all that? Man, we're ignorant people. You know the sale at Walmart, don't you? Come on. There's an evil in this land. It's wicked. It's vile. There were 2 Caucasian men just day before last week. This young man, brown-skinned man, supposed to be their friend. They went to a dry counter to get beer. He gets out of the car. They get upset because he said, look, you're all drunk. I'd rather walk. They hit him. They pulled this young man and tore his body to pieces. His mother says some of his skull. 3 days later, you're still finding a piece of his skull. And then they went and washed the truck and said nothing happened. And this was 3 weeks ago, and the police just, okay. The young woman said it was a 6'4" black man. I said to Brother Alec, can you imagine those men in Pittsburgh, how many put under scrutiny because of that? They went to think that would put Deacon Horn, Deacon Benny, Brother Pat, Brother Don, all of them. They all fit that. They put them all, Brother Ellen. 6'4", he looks at me. She probably meant 6'2", 6'1". That's just the truth, brothers and sisters. This is the reality of the wicked world we live in. The minds are twisted. It is a twisted damn world. That's why you got to come out of here. I don't care what color your skin, you got to come out of this hole. You can't think like a white man. You can't think like a black man. You got to think in the mind of Yeshua. You got to think that way. And call right, right, and wrong, wrong. I don't care who performs it. I'm not afraid to speak what's right and the truth. These things are not what I'm writing. It's all in the paper. It's in the paper today. It's not what I put in there. It's there. It's there. It's there. The system. That's what Hamas is. They're violent. The rich are violent. It is the system of Hamas. I was reading the other day this one woman. She works at University. It's in D.C., in the D.C. area. That's the name of a university. It's a law school. She was talking about how corrupt the prosecutors are, what they do to people to make them lie. Say, look, you're going to prison anyway, so you might as well fess up. You don't look, if you fess up, say you did it, instead of getting 30 years, I get you 8 years. And then she said they do it all the time. And she quit the law practice to work against. She said it is you're guilty until proven guilty. They don't even have to have the Constitution give you that right. You don't even have to be guilty of the crime. They can lock you up in jail. So this one man, he was her client. She said, let the man go. You know he didn't do it. He said, no, I'm going to keep him for 90 days. I can keep him for 90 days. Trial came. The man got her free. Was not even the one. He said, at least I kept him for 90 days. That's how he responded to her. She said, change your whole perception, her whole ideas. That this is a system that is wicked. This is what this Babel system is. That's why you got to come out of her. You can't depend on the system for nothing. You understand? Our strength comes from Yah. Our help comes from Yah. It doesn't come from the system. Whether they take every dime, if Deacon Horn, Brother James, going to make another nickel, they put Josh him off the job tomorrow. So what? We will count and trust Yah. Make us pray then. You get hungry, you pray. Nothing else to do. Don't have no lights around here. You'll learn how to be kind to your husband and love your wife. You'll learn how to do that. Come on. You'll learn how to quit being a busybody when your belly is paining away and hungry. There ain't nothing to do but just, oh, yeah, help me, yeah. You'll learn how to do that. And that's why this wicked, fat, greedy nation, that's why we're going to have great trials that come upon us, because we are wicked people. We don't want to call. I'm talking about Israel. These things are metaphors of what we see happening to Babel. They had happened in Israel because of people that were wicked. They were wrong. They did not love Yah. They did not have the Mishra of Yah. We got to call sin, sin, black, black, white, white, black. We got to call it what it is. If it's unjust, it's unjust. Looked at this little hoe and they say, she suffered enough. Oh, she's a damn liar. Just tell her she's a Jezebel liar. Maybe it was just a fantasy. Just tell her she's a liar. One of the little young Republicans that head the college, he's the Republican chair of all the college Republicans. He says, well, don't leave her alone. She suffered enough. She's going through. Well, the hoe was a liar. Call out, say she was a flat out wicked liar. Why not just say that? I would say it. Oh, if you're in jail, you hear me, you're a liar. You're on the internet, you by some chance went to Live 365 to hear some jams. This preacher Dave here. Hallelujah. It's so much of this. I want to read something else before I close. I'm going to continue on this path next week. Is that all right? I'm going to make it plain now. She said, this is what Bavel said. I will see no sorrows. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. We're rich. We're powerful. We got money. There's nothing. I don't even know what sorrows are. Do we really know what hunger is? We don't even know what hunger is. We can't even fast a day. We don't even know what hunger is. We don't know what it is to be hungry. We don't even know what it is to have hungry pain. We were poor, but we still had something to eat. If it's nothing but mush, don't give me no mush. Mushing, you didn't get much fat back. We didn't eat much pork because there wasn't much meat there. Now that, for us, it wasn't. And so thinking you made more gravy, you got more gravy and rice than anything. You understand? And Granny would make out them biscuits and roll them hog head biscuits out and cut them out. And what was left, she'd make just a flat piece of dough, put them there, she'd bake that bad boy, and you broke off there and ate that. And so if you got, by chance, got a little piece of chicken, you savored that. You looked and make sure the other one, you want them to eat theirs up first. So when they finish there, they look at you and see what you got. Now that's the way it was in our house. Oh, I know you bourgeois Negroes. So. That's the way it was in our house. So you look for the other one to eat theirs, and then when they got theirs, you kind of worked on yours a little bit. And I'm going to savor that. And sop more gravy and sop that. Yeah, that's the way it was. You get no two hamburgers when I was growing up. You maybe got a hamburger. You got one beef frank or what they call hot dogs. And then you get no two or three, five. Not with, no, sir. He's telling you the truth. You got uno, one. And you savor that. You eat everything around that and savor that for last. Man. Whew. That's the way it was with me. Hallelujah. That doesn't make me anyone because we eat that like that. I'm glad we did. Hallelujah. I want to read this in my closing. Listen to this. The conquest of Bavel in Isaiah 13:6. It says, Yalla! Howl! It says, make a howling sound. You all don't hear the dog howling. When that dog howls around here, you can hear it. He's weak. He's getting old. But when he was young, he'll wake you all up. But the Norbi that speaks by the inspiration of Yah, he says, Yalla, howl, cry, scream you, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. And I'm still dealing with sorrows of Bavel, all right? You understand. I haven't missed that. In verse 6, verse 7, it says, now this is Yah, he instructs us of this Bavel system of the world's powers, economies, the mindsets, the deception, the way of life. He says, therefore, shall all hands be rafa, they shall be faint, they shall have no strength or no power to deliver. And some men's love, how many? Every man. Every man's love shall masa. It shall melt. It shall fade away. Many men today have no heart. They can't stand for what's right. Their punkish sons and whorish daughters remove them from Torah. The wicked wives, you know, just. I'm going to preach on that thing. I'm not sure what it says about wives and husbands. Oh, there's a lot this preacher got to preach before his days expires. Hallelujah. And they shall be afraid. Pains and Hebel, sorrows that are unexpressible. Sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pains as a woman that travails. I don't know what that is. You women that have had babies, you know what travailing is. That's the way the heart of man shall be. He's going to understand the birth pains and the travailing. There's a reason why, brothers and sisters. They shall be amazed one at another, and the faces shall be as flame, or their countenance shall be as a flame. You look at some of those pictures of those young men. Their faces look like they're on fire for the pain, the insecurity, what Bavel has falsely ushered them into. The system of falsehood, brothers and sisters, come out of it. Stop thinking like it. Stop reacting. Stop corresponding that way. Yah says, behold, the dawn of Yah. It comes. Look at this now. It comes on. This is Yahweh's day. Does it say that in your book? Are you at Yeshua 13:9? Azari, or cruel. It comes. You tell me his day is a cruel day? Does it say that? It comes cruel. Not only is it cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinner thereof out of it. Who are sinners? You that transgress the Torah. That's what a sinner is, and defiantly do it. Verse 10. For the stars of the heavens, Hashem, and the constellation thereof shall not get their light. Come on, lunar boys, I want you to answer this now. They shall not get their light. We got to get the Shabbat in us. These lunar boys that talks about the Shabbat, he said the sun and the moon shall not, the heavens shall not get the light, the constellation thereof shall not get the light. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth. There shall be no light from the sun, and the moon, shall not cause her light to shine. So you lunatics, you're going to be in trouble. Yes, within Israel, places Torah. We know it's right. I don't care if you're in the ark, and we must be in the ark of safety. We will know the Shabbat. And the Shabbat, he said, remember it and keep it kadosh. Listen, Israel. And the next verse, he said, I will punish the world for what? Why is he going to punish the world? For what? Their evil. And the wicked for their what? Their avon, the Torah lessness. They despise the Torah. And I will cause the go-on of the arrogance. You that are go-on, you that full of your majesty and your exaltation, that you walk with your pride and no one tells you anything. That no, I don't believe that. I'm not that way. You're worse than what I say you are. Come on. You think that when you do the clothes or that they're always clean? You think you get every spot of dirt out of there? If you did, you would get all the stains out, wouldn't you? You tell me you don't have garments that this, because they have an odor, that odor is always there? Sure you do. We are dirty people. We're always dirty. That's why we must go to the fuller's house. We need the soap, Yisrael. We need these brothers to declare with great boldness. We all need to step it up by studying more and get it into the depths of the scriptures of Yah. You all hear me? You need to step it up, brothers. I don't back down. You understand? Step it up a notch. I will punish the world for the even the wicked for their iniquity. I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease. That's nothing like one that is proud. Proud for one. And they will lay low the haughtiness of the tyrants. Verse 21 of the same chapter. I want to move on. I will make a man more precious than the gold, even gold, the fine gold. Even an Adom, the gold wedges of Ophrah. Do you understand that? In this hour, you find a man, you find a precious thing. It's hard to find them. You find deceivers. You find those that, as I say to us, I always tell us during Pesach, there will always be a betrayer. You always have betrayers among you. As long as we live, they're going to be Judas. That's why Yeshua said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. He said, I'm going to move them out. And he always moved them out. You may run, baby, but you cannot hide. Hallelujah. You're not getting by. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter. It makes no difference who they are. Their sins are repugnant. And you don't just forget their sins. You're reminded that you don't even go the way of the wicked and the vile dogs of hell. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter. It makes no difference who they are. It makes a difference. Damn your feelings. It makes no difference. I don't care if it's my right hand, I don't care if it's my deacon, I don't care if it's a lowly layman, it makes no difference who they are. When they sin, it must be hell from the mountaintop. When their wicked practices are performed, they deny the power of the blood of Yahshua and they have disdain for Yah, then damn them. That's love, whether you realize it or not. Yah has no respect. He don't give a damn who it is. He said, you're going to cry. Didn't he say that? He said, I won't hear you. To hell. You sin is in the house, you just don't let it flow out. You deal with it. Then you will not be caught by it. You can't massage it. Hallelujah. Care who it is. You can't massage sin. I will not even be a faithful man. To this man, to him. If I did not deal with the offenses. among Israel. Can I ask a question? Did Yahweh deal with the offenses against him among Israel? Come on, did he point them out that did that? I will not take another route. I will take the same route that the Norbies took. He pointed them out. Shaul said, there's a dog that he would even have his mama's, his daddy's wife. Cast the son of a, get him out of there. Turn him over to the devil. Let him destroy him. Why is it that we protect those that we become emotionally shipwrecked when it's those that we think are ours? Come on. Come on, Israel, to hell with them. I'm not going to change nothing for no one. Even if I had a hoist, the B word daughter, she would not stand in my presence. Oh, get out of my face. That's the way I talk to her. You're Jezebel. I just get out of my face. We have nothing. We have no fellowship. Give a damn what she thinks. That's my daughter. She's a hoe. Well, if she's your daughter, then the other ones are not your daughter. Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my mother? Those that hear the word of God, those that do the will of God, they're not mine. My natural brother, they're not mine. Hallelujah. If I had a son who was wicked, turned from Yah, he's not my son. Nah. I care who he is. I don't believe you, Pastor. You all don't know me. I don't think you all really know me. You really don't? You truly don't know me? Whose side you on? And Joshua said, whose side you on? I am on Yah's side. That's the side I'm on. Hallelujah. I am on Yah's side. I take his side in everything. I take his side with her. Hallelujah. I take Yah's side. Fact. Truth. I take his side. These are the impediments that impede us from going into the excellence of Yah. When Yah reveals the wickedness among us, we ought to... You know, when he did that with Israel, he would show them that I spared you. This not overtaking, I'd kill, I'd put you all in hell. We don't even rejoice in that. We like you open our damn mouths like some of you Jezebels running, snooping, and nose as hell. You don't even know how to take care of your man, woman. What business you got to, what business is that of yours or someone else? You don't even know how to take care of your man. My woman takes care of me, ain't no doubt about that. That's why I'm a man of strength, I'm happy. That's why I can dance when you all can't dance. Hallelujah. So she takes care of me. Royal. And so we ought to rejoice. When Yah roots out the tear, we ought to rejoice. I don't care who it is. I mean that. Well, you're going to be tested. It's one thing, we're all going to be tested. The only thing I have is really in the sense of person that I've known all my life is her. I have no natural children, so he, you know, unless he touches me with my sons, and I rebuke them. I don't care who they are, I reprove them. No, we don't rejoice in the acts, but we rejoice in the hand of Yah. What he does, that's what we rejoice in. Oh, he, elder told us that only two went into the promised land because he had to kill the hell out of them folks, whip the hell out of them. And when Yah will come down and bring judgment on them, man, you talking about his old folks say worship, not worship. They would get on their faces before Yah and old Miriam, she get that timbre right there. She didn't have to say, go back to the back and dance. Say, play on your timbre, Miriam, dancing the Ruah of Yahweh. La, 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 Toraya, 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 Toraya. For Yah has delivered us from all of our sin. He has destroyed Korah, his sons and his grand young in the gate, and Yah took them all to hell. Ah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's what they did. I don't care if you all don't like me. Makes no difference at all. When he opened the gates of hell with Korah, Dathan, and he saw them wicked ones going to hell, they shouted with fear. And when they say, Yah has spared me, they dance. Hallelujah.
Y'all's not going to respect any man's sin. We will cover every man's sin. There are men that have done things before me. No one knows but them unless they told someone else. I've never told someone else. Never. There are women that were here told me things that they told no one. It's the Jezebel nation loves to talk. It was one more thing I'm going to read. Because we're going to deal with Bethel. Let me read this, all right? Now I'm going to close here. My body is feeling a little tired. Listen to this. I want to read this in Ekhan, in Lamentation. The sorrows of Jerusalem. That Jeremiah cried. Listen to this. He says, Yahweh is Sudik. For I have rebelled. I have marah. I rebel against his Torah. That's in Lamentations 1 and 8. Have you rebelled? Have you rebelled against the Torah of Yah? Here I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrows, my Bethulah, my virgins, and my young men are going into captivity. Are they not going into captivity? Have you not watched your young virgin daughters and sons leave him going into captivity? Have you not? Come on. They went into captivity in the world, didn't they? Come on, Israel. They went out to the world. They're hoish, they're wicked, and they've sold themselves to the gates of hell. That's why we must stand in the power of the Torah above all things. To hell with David Roberts. To hell with him. He means nothing. Let David Roberts be a liar, but let Yah be truthful and faithful. Let every man be a liar, but let Yah be truth. May the blessings of Yah rest upon Israel. May feel the love of his people. I will continue from there. I thought I would finish this and get on this garment that this whore wears in Rome. But I'll get on that out of the same book. You can't just read that in Revelation. That's what most folks have read. You got to read from Bereshit up. And it talks about the garments of Yah, the royal garments. All right. That's why we must put on the garment of praise and Sadiq, righteousness before. And it's represented in the scripture. Hallelujah. So you ought to just bless Yah that he gives us a little time that I can get out there with the brothers and labor and work. I got plenty of work to take care of before the meeting down there. But when we get back, then there are things I'm going to write and things I'm going to open up and show us even here, all right? Many little pamphlets, read them when I write them. I got quite a few on the board. May Yah enriches you all. May enrich your. We barak you all that are listening on the live stream. And may the blessings of Yah rest upon you. Yah barak you all. Is that to destroy my woman? No. I want her beauty to represent me. There's nothing more powerful and beautiful than a woman. I'm telling you, sisters. His enemy has raped her mind. And she has lost her beauty and the essence of her beauty. He made that. And nothing but she's a wonderful thing. She's a wonderful thing. A woman is a wonderful, beautiful thing. If she's truly an Isha. An Isha. I'd have the little sisters saying to each other, Isha beaucoup trop. Good morning to you, sister. And then they say to them, thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. And that is, and I say to them, and Toda Rabonah, to teach them this, that say to the brother, Ak Bukutava. Oh, you all hear him up here? Isha Bukutav? Isha? Oh, Sharia, she gets wild with it. May Yah barak you all. Shalom Yisrael. Come on, Brother Patrick, you all know what I want to hear. So Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. You are friends that are listening by the live stream. Riches and blessings of Yah in your sure rest upon you all. And may he fill your home today with great delight. We're so glad that you join us. You're part of the house of Israel here. This is for you and your home. May the blessings and the riches and the sound of praise flow to your home. In Yahshua's mighty name for you all. Shalom.
Hallelujah. In all things we do, we rock you this day. Yah, go with Israel. All Israel, protect them in Yahshua's name. We need your strength today, Yah. Purge us. Above all men, I need you, your help. Above all men, I'm the weakest of all men, Yah. I will serve your people, Israel. Bless them with all that you grant me to bless them with. My labor, my work, my hands. That we all may be strengthened in the knowledge of Yahshua. We ask all things in the excellent name, Yahshua's name. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.